Now, as you know, cycling is cheap once you bought the bike. It's healthy, it's fun for all ages, but how can you skip the traffic and get off-road? Paolo Canila, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is here to tell us about the best cycling trails around the country. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have a bit to go before Dublin is like Copenhagen or Amsterdam in
True.
Terms of safety. So if we're going to cycle, let's make it safe. Where do we go?
Yeah, this is a good question. I know a lot of parents from the age where they have the kids on the stabilizers up to learning to cycle to, you know, two or three kids age 8, 9, 12, whatever, cycling around. They don't want to take them out on the streets. They want to go somewhere safe, have a cheap, affordable, environmentally friendly day out. And I decided to look into this week, and there is more than I thought. The Greenways, I suppose, is a good place to start. You've heard of the Waterford Greenway, the Great Western Greenway, mm-hmm. but there are also a couple of greenways in development. There's one in Connemara, for instance, around Ballinahinch Castle, where a new stretch has just opened. The old Great Southern Trail in County Limerick, I don't know if you've heard of that, but that's coming along. And there's a nice off-road stretch of cycling there. And there's another short greenway between Carlingford and Omeath. I don't know if you've
okay.
heard about.
No, I haven't heard about those, but
yeah.
that's good. Blessington, this one?
There's also, there's an activity centre at Avonree there in Blessington, and you can cycle. There's an off-road trail there that brings you down towards Rusborough House, and that just got funding this year to extend it more around the Blessington Lakes.
Now, you don't have to be super, super fit. You can either buy or rent an electric bike.
Have you tried an electric bike?
I have, yeah, absolutely. I did an item for this program where I came in the car, I came in on the motorbike, and I came in on the bicycle.
Yeah.
And the car was, let me see, the slowest, I think. Yeah, absolutely the slowest. The motorbike was the quickest, but only about 7 or 8 minutes behind, ahead of the electric bike.
That's interesting.
And the car was then a further 10 or 15 minutes behind both of those. So.
Yeah. Now, that's interesting. And I've noticed over the last 10 or 15 years travelling around the country that there are more and more electric bike options. I think the technology has probably got more affordable, but also people are just getting more open to it. I took this weekend an electric fat bike.
A fat bike?
Have you heard of fat bike? I'm combining two techs here. You know, a mountain bike. A fat bike is a mountain bike with tires on steroids. These things are literally about 3.5 inches wide. They were originally built to cycle over soft surfaces like snow and sand. But there's a new place that's opened in County Wicklow just outside Bray called Belmont Bike Farm on the Belmont domain there. And it's got 15 kilometres of trails. You can walk them or you can hire out these fat bikes to cycle around, and you can go all the way up the side of the Little Sugarloaf Mountain. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I know the Little Sugarloaf. Are these electrically powered?
No, you can take them without the electric power, or you can do half day trips where you actually cycle up Bray Head.
Wow.
And look out over the ocean. There's amazing views from Brayhead back over the city and down towards Wicklow and the Sugarloaf and that. But because they're electrically powered and because they have these big wide tires, you can actually go uphill at quite a steep gradient. I just had a blast. Now, they're not cheap. A half-day rental, you can do an hour and a half from €20 or the half-day rental from 35 and the full, the guided tour I described there going up Brayhead is 65 per person.
Okay, now for people who like mountain biking, where you have a bike with rather sturdier tires than the normal road bike, but still it's
exactly.
a very recognisable bike. Are there many of those mountain biking places available?
There are, and you can expect more in the future too. There's more trails coming online. Now, there are a couple. People who live in Dublin will probably have heard of Tick Knock. You know Tick Knock in the Dublin Mountains. So there's a short set of trails there. Another set of mountain biking trails in Ballinastowe, County Wicklow, for instance. Ballyhoura is the largest set of trails in the country, 98 kilometres through the mountains there, Pat. You can show up with your own bike and helmet. Just remember for the car park to bring €5 in change, and that applies to a lot of the culture-run fire parks. But you can rent the bikes also. And the good thing about the Ballyhoura trails is that they've gentle potters. Like the shortest trail there is about 6K, or you can get serious and you can do a 50K trail.
Now tell me about the blueways. What are they?
Greenways we talked about. Blueways are trails that are off-road but beside water, essentially. So you can not only cycle or walk, But you can do, there are areas where you can find, you can go kayaking or you can go stand up paddle boarding. And there's more and more of these opening up around the country. There's one in Lough Derg, there's one in the Shannon, and there's a new one, I think it's the newest one that opened on the Shore. So the Shore Blueway, if you have the bikes and you live near there, there's a lovely stretch along there that goes and between Clonmel and
the great thing
about
Canal
Carpentier.
Is very gently sloping towards the sea, but it's effectively flat.
It's basically flat. And the, of course, what we're talking about here is the towpaths. So yeah, they're off-road. And there are a couple of other routes around the country. You'll know the Royal Canal Way and the Grand Canal. Bit by bit, they're turning them into off-road amenities. Now, at the moment, you can't do the full stretch of the Royal Canal Way, for example, but there's a lovely section between Longford and Clondra, about 16K, that's flat, that's on a towpath, that you can get the bikes out on.
And No Road says, Mick, new canal greenway completed, Maynooth to Mullingar to Athlone, 100K, all on a greenway, flat.
That starts on what's called the Old Rail Trail out of Athlone. You pass by Moydrum Castle and go through Moat. It's a gorgeous path, and unlike, say, in the Great Western Greenway, has a couple of stretches that are uphill and that, but that's largely flat.
And finally, Centre Parks. You will have to pay because it's,
and pay handsomely, The lead-in rate at Centre Parks for two-bed lodge now at the moment, incidentally, is $459 for 3 days. I wanted to mention that because if you're looking to just sort of land up and take a holiday based around cycling, you've got very young kids. That, apart from the turnover days when people arrive and depart, it's car free. So you can potter around, cycle between the pool, between the activities, and it's all very easy. Now, this isn't going to suit the guy in Lycra, you know, who wants to bomb around to do 40K cycles, but it's good for young families. But do, if you can at all, if you have a bike carrier, do bring your own bikes, because everything in Centre Parks, bar the pool, costs extra, and the bike rental starts from 25 for kids or 35 for adults.
Paula Canila, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much.